got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, there's a new term that singles are using, apparently, right, on dating apps.
Now, dating and being single are things that I don't know about anymore. Mm-hmm. I've been in a relationship with my wife for some time now. You're in a long-term relationship with your boyfriend.
Yes.
So this is, obviously, we are deemed appropriate to discuss this term.
Well, I've not heard this term, but maybe some singles out there have, or maybe they've been waiting for a term that they can use to describe this feeling.
Before we get to know the term, we have, in the last few years, all become to know what ghosting is.
Yes.
What's ghosting?
Ghosting is when you might be talking to someone in that kind of early phase of a relationship, and all of a sudden they ghost you. Yeah. They just drop out of like thin air.
Yeah, I've been ghosted before. Doesn't feel good. Breadcrumbing, you just mentioned before. What's breadcrumbing again?
I would say breadcrumbing's almost worse than ghosting.
Okay.
It's where someone, so just say you and I were dating, Tim, and you decide you're not really interested in me anymore, but you enjoy like just spending a little bit of time with me. So you might just start giving me like little compliments here and there, or you might chuck me a text message every now and then.
But I'm not ready to eat the whole loaf.
Yeah, just like keeping me there, like I'm following along the breadcrumb trail, right, but you know, I know it's not going anywhere.
Sure. All right, what's the new term that you've heard, mate?
The new term is guardrailing. Have you heard this?
I feel like guardrailing is something you get done to you and we can't talk about it.
No.
I know it's late. Oh, he guardrailed me. You know?
Guardrailing is a new term that people are using to describe setting up boundaries and protecting their energy when they are out dating. So it's like, oh, I'm just guardrailing myself. I'm putting up my boundaries. I'm putting up my walls. You can't penetrate these walls.
All right. That's the last time we're using that word. Say sorry.
Sorry.
So I think that's existed for decades, but right, there's a term.
Now there's a term for it.
It's got a catchphrase.
There's also, people have been talking about a love-life balance. So you know like how you would set up a work-life balance where I'm going to prioritize my life and my job at the same time. People are doing the same with their love. Love and life balance is a new term as well.
Well, it works just off the radar now?
Well, apparently because of the pandemic in the last couple of years and people are like slowly getting back into the dating game, it's seeming a little bit more overwhelming, like going out, being around new people. It can be overwhelming, so they're guardrailing and they're setting a love-life balance.
Ghosting, I get.
Mm-hmm.
Breadcrumbing, to a lesser extent, I also get it. Guardrailing is almost too descriptive.
Sure.
Can't we just call it like shielding?
Shielding's good.
Shielding's way better than guardrailing. Sounds like there's something like guardrailing sounds so intense. It's like if I let my guard rail down, it's all over. That's way too drastic.
Shields up.
Yeah, shields up, girls and boys, across Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Protect that love-life balance.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. We implore you to do this in your family, your workplace. If you disagree, make sure you set aside once a week to have that argument and then get someone completely removed to say who's right. Then you don't resent each other, you resent them. Bang, bang, bang.
Tim, we did take this to the jury at K-Rock Geelong on our socials. A strong 87% of people are saying that you should absolutely look at a menu before you go to a restaurant, before you make that order.
What's life without a little bit of a surprise every now and then? You go, oh, I didn't know they had prawn cocktails. How good.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't have a quick peruse of the menu when you get there, but it's just a courtesy, I believe.
Well, I hope you can have a look when you get there. What do you want?
They
chicken. I don't know. What do you have?
They put it on the website for a reason.
Yeah.
For you to have a little peruse at your own leisure.
Personally, my favourite when I have done this is when you look up at the menu and it's a photo of like the physical menu that they've scanned in.
Yes.
Honestly. Because there's so many great restaurants across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. I just think if you go to a restaurant, there's going to definitely be something on the menu, unless you're vegan or vegetarian and it's safe to double check. pretty much you're going to be fine. I think you just need to be a bit little less pressure.
It doesn't matter what you have to say. It doesn't matter what I have to say. It doesn't even matter what the jury has to say, but we do thank you for joining in.
Kirby is our judge from Brimley this afternoon on 52232955. Your Honour, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we?
I'm a bit concerned,
very
Kirby.
Casual.
In the history of you calling this show, I do not remember once that you have supported me, defended me, stood up for me. So,
are you saying I'm biased, Tim?
Yes,
I'm okay with you being biased, Kirby. Surprise, surprise.
Kirby, do you have takeout once a week, or do you like once a month? Do you have like a date night or something where you go to a restaurant?
Well, not a date night because I'm single, but I do have takeout once a week with my son, and we decide what's going to happen beforehand, and it's always his choice because it's basketball night. And it just tends to be like that. So it's a lot easier for us to just grab something on the way home.
Kirby.
However, whenever I actually do go on dates, I do choose where we're going to go, or it's like these are a couple of places that might be a good idea. And then we have a look at the menu collectively.
Just seems like homework.
Sorry, Your Honour. you've also got a history of working in HOSPO, right?
I do. I used to be supervisors on, going into restaurants and all that kind of stuff, the older person that would be putting you on tables and all that kind of stuff. I've worked behind bars for over a decade.
How annoying is it when people walk in and they haven't already looked at the menu, so they have no idea what they want, and you have to go back and ask them over and over again what they want to order?
Yeah, there's always one. Always one.
Kirby.
His name is Tim. Kirby. mate, in your world, life's a simulation. I know what I'm going to order. Beep, boop, boop. I will have the chicken bao. Beep, boop, boop. One
excuse
Pepsi
me.
Max.
Don't disrespect our judge, Tim.
I know everything and everything.
Beep, Kirby, boop. We're going to hand you the gavel, Your Honour.
You dog. Sorry. No, Kirby, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I like that you called the show. I am being forced to give you a KFC Giant Feet voucher. They have hot and crispy boneless.
But thank you anyway. Much appreciated. I won't have to cook for this tomorrow night.
I hope it's slightly cold when you get it.
It won't be. It'll be hot and crispy, just like promised.
Damn it.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yeah, let's find out. We've got Benny from Workdays in here, Tim, to test our knowledge of the news of the last 24 hours. He's going to bring us a few news stories of the day and leave out some key elements, and we are going to fill in the blanks.
We'll start things off over at John F. Kennedy Airport in the States, where TSA agents were shocked by a bizarre find in a passenger's suitcase recently. What did they find when they put the bag through the X-ray machine?
TSA is like airport security in America. Yeah.
Was it a dead rat?
No, it was not a dead rat.
I thought I skimmed over a picture of this. It looked like a rat to me.
Was it a living thing?
It was a living thing, yeah.
Ooh, tortoise.
No, not a
was
tortoise.
It an alive rat?
No, it was not an alive
we're
rat.
I think we're just doing the Teenage Ninja Turtles. Like, I got the turtles, you got Splinter, the rat.
Sure. But looking at the picture, I can understand why you might have thought that it was a rat just because of the whole exoskeleton of the whole thing in the X-ray machine. But it was actually a live cat.
Oh, God.
A ginger cat had made its way into the bag whilst the owner was packing their bag to go on their trip.
And they didn't notice.
No, just like, I'm going to have a sleep in here and, we'll just...
Oh, my God.
Is that the adult version of that kid that accidentally brought their dog or cat to school? And oh, it was in my backpack, miss. I don't know how this happened.
I can understand seven. Whenever I'm packing a suitcase, my cat Penny will climb inside of it. But I always notice before I finish packing.
Yes. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah,
good
I
job,
know.
Mate.
Thank you.
She's the best.
Talented.
Hey, after conducting an intensive droplet study, scientists believe they've developed the ultimate design for what?
Design. Droplets. Hair growth.
No. Just the blank stares on both of your faces were priceless.
Like, I don't know, something to do with like the most efficient moisture for your contact lenses?
No.
Are we so far off? I feel like I didn't listen correctly.
So an intensive droplet study believing that they've, found the perfect design for a urinal.
Oh, no.
Therefore, it's a splashless urinal.
Yes, no.
And apparently...
Different kind of drop.
It resembles the shape of a nautilus shell.
Oh, so,
yeah. So common shell shape. Kind of
insert yourself in, kind of.
And if you put your ear to it, you can hear someone urinating on the other side of the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Grossest joke I've ever made. Sorry about that.
And finally, a library in Texas has received a very late return, a cassette tape featuring an interview with Beatles members John Lennon and Paul McCartney. How overdue was the return, though?
Cassette tape? Yes. 1973? Like,
yeah, that's a good guess. 70s?
Possibly. Hang on. I'd have to do the calculations for that. I've got it in years.
Oh, okay. Oh. 52.
No, but you jinx on that one. Well done.
You owe me a Pepsi Max.
44 was the amount of years that it was overdue by.
At that rate, just keep it. Yeah. Like, why are you giving it back at this point? Like, that's an embarrassing thing to give back, isn't it?
Well, I'm wondering if, because the situation changed here at the library, since 2021, they've been fine-free. So maybe that person's been holding on to it for some time and going, oh, they're fine-free now, I'll return it.
Because isn't there a system on some library sites where you can put in the item and see what the late fee would be?
Possibly, yeah.
You go, oh, I can't, that's a house deposit.
I nearly didn't graduate because my uni library, hadn't returned a book. Yeah. And they were like, if you do not return this book and pay the late fee, you will not graduate next week. And I was like, well, yeah, I'd really like that degree I spent $15,000 on.
Imagine going to your parents and being like, guys, I think I'm going to fail uni. Oh, is it because you're not smart enough? No, it's something else. It's something far worse.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I think you and I, in life, would you say mostly, we go with the grain?
Sure.
But there's a few things that you and I, we go against the grain. We're a little bit quirky like that, you know? We're just a bit just a bit edgy.
When do we ever go against the grain?
In particular, when it comes to putting respect on the name of the ibis, the bird, the Australian
don't
bird.
Don't you dare touch our bin chicken.
The bin chicken is the most over-abused bird.
Yeah.
And why am I... The fact that that's a real sentence we have to say out loud hurts me to be Australian. I don't like, and Jess also, you're in this, we don't like how in across Australia, in particular in New South Wales, we've got a lot of hate in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to think here in Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula, that the hate isn't as strong.
Have you seen many bin chickens around here?
Yeah, they're around. Yeah. And remember, we try our best to not use the derogatory term.
Sorry, you're so
of BC,
right.
Ibis, which is their name.
The lovely ibis.
Yes, the respect needs to be put on the ibis because they are helping Australia's environment.
What are they doing?
So not only are they inspecting rubbish in bins, yes, I'll say, it is slightly annoying to see some rubbish flight out because of a bird, but they are actually helping with cane toads.
Cane toads?
Yeah, they're helping by eating cane toads without getting poisoned.
Oh, my God.
So are they the hero we don't deserve?
They're,
yes.
They're unsung heroes,
yeah,
Jim.
Absolutely. And I just, when I saw this today, I thought, yes, finally the bin chicken has done, like, it's gone out there and gone, you know what? I'm going to get on the front foot. Yeah, it's a foot.
Front claw?
Front claw with this.
Sure.
And I'm going to make my mark and I'm going to go for the things that ruin sugarcane crops in Queensland.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go for cane toads.
I can see these are a problem. I'm going to get on the front foot and become the hero that everyone deserves.
In particular in the Gold Coast, ibis are really getting them cane toads in their tummies. Now, you and I lived in Queensland for a year and a half. Now, when Queenslanders say, oh, man, you should see the amount of cane toads in Queensland. The amount of cane toads that were just in my backyard at a regular time.
Nothing quite as haunting.
Mm.
As the sound of a cane toad popping under the tyre of a car.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
I just don't know if I need that described today. So if you are driving across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula right now, the next time you see an ibis, put some respect on its name.
Yeah. Bow. Tip your hat to
absolutely.
The ibis.
Absolutely. Put rubbish. Give
howdy.
It your, yeah, there's your rubbish. Sir, madam, your highness.
Do you want half of my sandwich? Yes.
Yes.
Because I respect you.
I'll give you my whole sandwich. That's how much I put respect on the name of the ibis, and you should too.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye! Goodbye! Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.